of the 335,000 teachers, I'm here to tell you that we are outraged. Outraged that Governor Schwarzenegger has turned his backs on the public schools and teachers of California and students of California with his broken promises. Now, I teach third grade, and I teach many things, but one of the things I teach my kids is to honor their word. Well, the governor is not honoring his word. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe there are a few outraged teachers out there. I'm sorry, I don't think I feel your pain yet. Because you are outraged for a good reason. Last year, California public schools and students gave up $2 billion, and the governor promised to pay it back. And the governor promised to give us our fair share of any extra money that we would receive from new state revenue. And he also promised to protect our minimum school funding guarantee, a law passed by the people, California voters, to make sure our schools received a minimum funding. And now he wants to gut that Proposition 98. He broke his promises, and he wants to starve our public schools. That's why the San Francisco School Board is now considering whether to close 5 schools in San Francisco. That's why 4,000 teachers last month received pink slips. Parents and students know that we need more funding to reduce class sizes and to buy textbooks. That's why parents and teachers are joining the CTA in new TV and radio ads to make it clear that we are tired of the governor's broken promise to fully fund education. Our advertising campaigns are now airing in all major media markets, and I'm telling you, we're gonna wipe the smile off that famous face. Governor, you made a fundamental mistake. Your mistake was forgetting that neighborhood schools hold neighborhoods together. By trying to scapegoat teachers of special interests, you united all of us. But we will keep our promise. Our promise to stop your agenda, which does nothing. We promise to expose your phony proposals about merit pay based on test scores at a time when the public understands that all teachers merit good pay. We will fight your attacks on pensions, and we will battle your ballot measures that take away teacher due process rights, making it even harder to recruit and retain quality public teachers in our classrooms. Governor, teachers are in every classroom in this state. You like to talk about reform, but teachers and parents know that your proposals really mean that you are breaking your promise to public schools and to children. You can run, but you can't hide. Thank you.
Thank you, teachers.
Well, we have an honored guest who's here to invite us to San Francisco, who's always... Arnold told the press today, what do you expect? A bunch of protesters at San Francisco. And we say, thank you. Well, one of the reasons we protest here, and one of the reasons is because we are free people, and one of the most free spirits that we've ever encountered is Tom Amiano from the Board of Supervisors.
Thank you, Tom Amiano, elementary school teacher. I have a test for you. What does Roseanne, Greenacres, and the governor of California have in common? A pig named Arnold. Don't mess with teachers. Don't mess with firefighters. Don't mess with nurses. Just like the Giants, we are going to kick your LAS. San Francisco has always been on the forefront of giving working class people the benefits that they deserve, and this Board of Supervisors and the beautiful, noble city of San Francisco says, beat it, Arnold. We will be back. You will not be governor. This is not a grade B movie. This is an A list of teachers, of firefighters, and of nurses. Who's next? You're gonna beat up on the senior citizens? I got some preschool kids you can bully. Beat it, Arnold. You're over. We are who we are. I applaud you all. Thank you for being here.
Gotta love Tom. I think Tom for governor. I also want to recognize the students. We have students and young people. people who are here. Let's all hear it for the students who are here. Yay! The public employees from SEIU, are you out there? Oh boy, what a day. What a day, it's a great day. Right now, I have the privilege of introducing our president of the California Nurses Association, the most incredible, Deborah Berger. And Deborah has been on the forefront in helping us lead the fight to stop this governor and his corporate agenda. Deborah didn't prepare her speech, she just told me like the teachers did. But at any rate, so anyway, give a big welcome to our president, Deborah Berger. Fundraisers were coming into upon Pine Street, and guess what? We shut it down. We shut it down!
All right. Now that is real power. They might have the money. They might have the corporations. They might have a few networks. But what he forgot was he picked on the teachers who touch all of our families in our community. He picked on the firefighters that are in our community that work with us. He picked on the nurses who touch not only the patients, but work with the entire family and the community. He picked on the wrong group because we don't have a lot of money. I bet if you total all of our incomes in this entire demonstration, not one would end up equaling what these guys, these scummy guys make that are in these fundraisers. But because we have connections with the community, because we have the credibility, we were able to shut that down, and we're going to shut down all of those policies that Anna wants to implement. Let's just hope he doesn't run. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. All right, let me try this.
I got that one.
This card is being passed out all through, all to all of you, the CNA Patient Protection Squad. We want you to sign up. We trail Arnold everywhere he goes. We've been across this country. We've been to Washington, D.C. with the firefighters. We've been to New York with the firefighters.
We went to Ohio to the steroid contest to protest Arnold in the snow. And we want all of you to enjoy our time with us. So, there's some great places in California. Please sign this card. I'll keep reminding you. I want to introduce to you your congressman from this area. Mark, forgive me. One of our very good friends of firefighters, nurses, teachers, state workers, home care workers, Mark Leno.
Thank you. Hello, man. Give this governor of San Francisco a welcome. What an honor. You are the most beautiful sea of special interest I've ever seen in my life. There is no one more special than our teachers and our nurses and our firefighters and our police officers. You are beautiful. And your future is California's future. If you don't prevail, California doesn't prevail. And I want you all to know, the Democrats in Sacramento would never sell you out for a fancy dinner at the Ritz Hotel. But we got a lot of work to do. And I know you know that. But I got to make sure that you understand that we can stop this special election. We can stop this special election. Do you agree?
Yeah!
So I want you to let me know that you will just say no. Just say no to this special election. Just say no. Just say no. Just say no. And this is how you do it. There's a statewide grassroots citizens revolt going on as we speak, gathering signatures across the state from Oregon to the Mexican border to let the governor know that the people, the real working people, the real working men and women of California do not want, nor can we afford, a $70 million special election. So you go online to CaliforniaForDemocracy.com and you can download a petition, CaliforniaForDemocracy.com. You download a petition, just like the ones that are being circulated here tonight, and you make sure everyone in your world signs that petition. Get it back to us. We will deliver it to the governor. While you're at the website of California for Democracy, you can link to another site where you can actually sign a petition online. Pass this to everyone you know, every friend, every family member, every co-worker. Go to your churches, go to your synagogues, go to your movie theaters, go everywhere with one of those petitions, and we'll let Schwarzenegger know. Just say no to this special election. You know what $70 million could pay for? $70 million could pay for 50,000 poor children who do not have health insurance, would give them health coverage. It would give 9,000 eligible California high school students a UC education, and 11,000 eligible California high school students a CSU education, and it would restore in-home support services for 92,000 frail, elderly, and infirm Californians. That's what $70 million should pay for, not a special election. So I want everyone here to promise me, everyone will sign that petition, right?
Yeah.
Everyone will download a petition, right?
Yeah.
And everyone will get at least 10 or 20 or 30 signatures and get them to us, and we'll deliver them to the governor's office. You're beautiful, together we're strong, and we will stop this special election. Thank you.
I want to make a couple other acknowledgments while we're here. First of all, I want to thank all the building trades unions that are in the house today. All right. And I also want to acknowledge Walter Johnson, Secretary Emeritus of the San Francisco Labor Council. See his special sign up in the front? Arnold's Meat Market, bologna only, several kinds. Thank you.
Thanks for coming out tonight and joining us all. We all share a common goal here, which is to stop the maniacal tactics of this new governor. We've been referred to as special interest groups. And I think the special interest that we have is the education of our children, the care of our sick, and the protection of our citizens. If that's special interest, then I'm proud to be a member of special interest. You know, a year ago, next Sunday, one of our officers was murdered. Isaac Espinosa was murdered. And because of the benefits that now exist for our police officers, his 29-year-old wife and his 4-year-old daughter will be looked after for the rest of their life. And with this legislation, that will no longer exist. And what we'd like to say to this governor is that we're out here in the real world doing the real work. And when a police officer is killed on our streets, it's not so easy for a director to just say, cut. This is the real deal. We bury our people. We're out here doing the real work. And when you attack one of us, you attack us all. And we stand together.
All right, you guys, you're going to come up here and dance eventually, don't you? You want to come up and dance at some point? Yeah, I'm going to get you up here. You know, the state workers, I think, you know, a lot's been said about the teachers and the nurses and the firefighters and the police in terms of their public service. And one of the groups that has been downplayed, because it's so unconscionable that this governor is attacking, are the state workers. These are the people who are here every day. And the governor the other day said that he's going to try to take, in addition to the pensions of the state workers away, also 2 holidays. But the governor said that he'll let them keep Christmas. Right. Now I say, okay, what's going on here? There's in the public sector, in the state, a disproportionate number of the employees are women. Let's see. In teaching, what the disproportionate number of employees are women. And in nursing, women. I think the governor has a real problem with women. What do you think? So I really want to introduce one of my colleagues and a really incredible fighter, Tammy Kalin, who was here with CSEA, SEIU Local 1000. Kalin.
Hi, my name is Tammy Bryant, and I work for unemployment insurance, and I'm a proud member of SEIU Local 1000. I adjudicate eligibility for unemployment insurance with both English and Spanish speaking clients. I work very diligently to make fair and legal decisions because of EDD's commitment to serve the public, which includes claimants and employers. If our decisions are appealed, they are heard by administrative law judges, but we do not make anywhere near what the administrative law judges make, even though we are required to understand and follow the same laws that they do. In exchange for receiving our modest salaries while we work, we rely on our benefits, especially a secure retirement. I did not come from wealth. I was a stay-at-home mom for many years. I came into the workforce late in life, and I'm working hard to ensure that when it is time to retire, I will be able to keep a roof over my head. I have 3 children, including a disabled son. So this secure retirement is not only for me, but also for my family. I do not want to be a burden on them in my golden years. I am not hoping for a life of luxury, only to support myself. The fact is, the government scheme will not save the state any money. This is just another attack on state workers like the Bush scheme to privatize Social Security for all workers. We do not want to gamble with our retirement with these individual risk accounts. We do not want our pension to be destroyed like those thieves from Enron or what happened to the airline workers. The truth is, what Bush and Arnold want to do is transfer our funds, our nest egg, into the pockets of their Wall Street friends. If Bush privatized Social Security and Arnold privatizes our pension, the only thing that we're being guaranteed is the right to retire into poverty after working for many decades. If they can do this to us, they can do this to all workers. So this fight to save our pension is not only for us, but it is for all workers. And I want the governor to know, I hope he can hear me, we want Arnold to know that while his friends who are not special interests, the corporations, the insurance companies, and all those fellas, they're not special interests, but they can afford to pay $100,000 for one dinner. But this is equal to 2.5 times our salary, at least, and all we're doing is we're just here trying to survive, living paycheck to paycheck. So we want to stop Arnold and his plan to destroy all the people of California. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, we have Rosie Byers, Mary Ruth Gross, and a lot of times people say nurses and teachers, firefighters and police are heroes, and a lot of times I say to the newspapers, and I say this often, and often they don't print it, but some of the greatest heroes are our home care workers. Sometimes sometimes having to work two jobs when they have no unions, and yet they show up out on the picket lines, they're always here.
Who is it? Where are they?
So I want to introduce Rosie Byers, and I also want to introduce Mary Ruth Gross, who works with the CNA's closest ally, the United Healthcare Workers Union, SEIU, and Leon Chow, who's from SEIU as well. So it's really, let's please give them a great welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Roseanne. My name is Rosie Byers. I've been a home care worker for over 27 years. I've dedicated my life to provide home care services for San Francisco residents. Every day, my co-workers and I do everything from making our clients' beds, from when they get up in the morning, washing their dishes, doing their laundry, cooking their meals, taking them to doctor's appointments, administer the medication, clean their wounds and changing bandages, to physically lifting them into bed at night. Our hard work allows 400,000 California seniors and people with disabilities to maintain their independence by continuing to live at home. Quality care begins at home. The state in-home support services program is a program that works. Not only does it allow seniors and people with disabilities to remain in the safety and comfort of their home, but it is significantly cheaper than the ultimate institutionalized care for taxpayers. It is a perfect example of a cost-effective and functional state program. Unfortunately, our governor has proposed cuts that will erase decades of progress made to ensure the California seniors and people with disabilities can remain independent and in their own homes. Governor Schwarzenegger wants to reduce home care workers' pay to minimum wage and completely eliminate health benefits. I'm really angry. In the past 2 years that we have had Governor Schwarzenegger in office, we have seen his proposed drastic cuts to service for seniors and people with disabilities. Every time he makes a new budget proposal, through quality home care is important to me, to all my fellow home care providers, and to the almost 4,000 California seniors and people with disabilities who depends on to survive. It becomes more and more obvious that protecting our state's most vulnerable is not all important to our governor. Okay. I love my work. I love working with my clients. Elizabeth, who used a walker and suffered from cerebral strokes, I know that I make her life significantly easier by enabling her to live at home. And we need
not a chance. That guy's heart is made of ice. I'd have a lot of our folks are on the other side on Pine Street, and they're keeping traffic away, which are the donors. And they've asked for some reinforcements if anybody wants to shift with them so they can listen to the rally. And so if anyone wants to volunteer to shut it down, we're over there. Now let me introduce a woman, Lolita Quintana, who's from the Senior Action Network. And the seniors have been playing a very strong role. The seniors are under attack from Arnold as well.
Good, good.
So I want...
We're doing two, we're not doing talking heads, we're doing workers. So she was up on the stage with Dennis Kelly and Roy. These guys are like the teacher they fit. They were second on the program.
It was a good phone call.
Can you hear me in there? My name is Lolita, and I am from Senior Action Network, and I am turning 62. I am one of the people you claim to represent, but I don't have $10,000 to buy my way into your dinner. I guess that makes me a special interest, but I don't feel special, Governor, because I feel like you don't listen or care at all. Governor Arnold, you have not been a friend to seniors and consumers. You have taken $10 million in donations from the pharmaceutical industry to post RX Bill of Rights. You went to the Republican National Convention last year, paid by Big Pharma. The next week, you vetoed every bill in the last year that would give consumers and seniors the right to shop for cheaper prescription drugs from Canada. You vetoed every bill that you would give us that would give us better information on cheaper generic drugs. Mr. Governor, you are a tool of Big Pharma, the powerful industry, lobby group of Pfizer and other drug companies. This year, you are promoting a weak poison bill program for prescription drugs that has no teeth, no hammer, no substance, and no discount. Seniors and consumers reject your SB19 and your corporate sponsored drug initiatives.
Manooch!
Let us fight the Farminator! Fight the Farminator! Fight the Farminator! Fight the Farminator! Thank you!
Hey. Hey, I bet you all don't know that our speaker with the firefighters is a woman firefighter, and we've got a song for her. Where are you, Erica? Look at us. Where are you?
Stand up. Stand up for your life. Get up. Stand up.
Get up, everybody.
Woo!
State. We have the second most dangerous job with the second highest death rate in the state of California. Of course we care about the death benefits. We have taken an oath to protect the state. Governor, protect us. Are you going to teach our children? Are you gonna care for our sick and our old people? Are you gonna fight the fires? Give us the security that you have. Thank you very much.
All right, Erica.
Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Firefighters, can you meet me down on Pine Street, please? All firefighters, I'd like to see you down on Pine Street. Thank you.
Stand up for your right.
Shake your mask.
support from the organization of Young Rockers and their fight for meal breaks.
Waters on this way, we'll be there.